I don't know what you can say to that other than simply to say amen for the message that God gave Brother Elton to share with us this morning. Here am I, said me. Are you convinced of what God has done in your life? I've been encouraged. I've been inspired. I've been convicted this morning. You know, growing up or before I had any leadership in church, I looked at ministers and I thought, you know, it's a man of God. He knows what to say. He knows when to say it. He knows how to say it. He stands up. He preaches. These people are, I don't know what you want to say, superhuman almost. But now that I stand in this position, I can say, and I don't, maybe it's because of my own weakness or failings, but I can say that's far from the truth. We too need encouragement. We too need conviction and inspiration and a lot of different things. But I was just moved by your message this morning to love people around us. We have a message to share, whether it's here in church, in leadership, whether it's down here at the hardware store or the feed mill or wherever, or whether it's somewhere else between here and Millersburg. God has called us. Do you have a love for people? And are you convinced of what God has done in your life? I'm going to open it up this morning. If you have something you would like to share, I want to give you opportunity to do that this morning.
Thank you, Elton, for the message. I was very encouraged, and with the work I do, I rub shoulders with a lot of people. And I was just very blessed, and just want to thank you for sharing what God laid on your heart, and hopefully we can use it to bless others. Thank you.
I do want to just say thank you for coming, Elden. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for being willing to be used, spreading encouragement. And just a little testimony for us that happened this week. Carrie drove a teacher out since November, and this week was the last time they wanted to be driven. And two of the young girls gave her a card that just said, thanks for being a positive person. We really enjoyed it. We don't really know them, except we picked them up, dropped them off at school, picked them up at school, and dropped them off at home again. And that's one thing that they pointed out. Just thanks for being a positive person. I just want to encourage everyone. We do make a difference, regardless how little of a shoulder we rub. Who we are and how we are, people notice. Like I said, I don't know what we did, but that is something that they pointed out. And I just looked at her and I said, you know what? It's worth getting up in the morning and being happy, even when we might have things to complain about, or it's not the easiest thing to do. We're being a testimony. Let's keep on.
Thank you, Ellen, for coming and spending time in the message and to share it with us this morning. I was tremendously encouraged and convicted, and just something that keeps going through my mind is, am I sold out? And some of my most favorite stories that I like to hear is the power of God over the enemy. And when I hear stories like that you shared of the power of God and the power that we have in God because of God, it just gives me goosebumps. And I'm just amazed every day of that power that we can grasp and that we can claim if we want to. Thank you.
I do want to say thanks to Elden for showing up. I encourage you to continue to be bold in your faith and to not grow lukewarm and stand for what you believe is right. I appreciate you coming to New Bedford and having a message for us. God bless you.
Anyone else? A couple of weeks ago, I was talking with another brother, and we were talking about some different things and things around the community and how we live life and all those different things. And I was struck by the thought that as I don't know, you say plain people, as Mennonites and Amish, I think sometimes we're living more under the cover of that title than we are of anything else. And there's nothing wrong with being Mennonite. There's nothing wrong with being Amish. There's nothing wrong with being Beachy or something in between. But if we have that title and we have to live a certain way so that we meet up to expectations and all the things outside of what God's word has for us, then it's a problem. And I think in our community that we're living in, we're losing some of that maybe faster than we realize. So, Brother Eldon, thank you again for the message this morning. I was just inspired and encouraged to love people. God's been working a lot in my life, and Lord willing, I'll share that in one of the next messages I bring to you. I think I'm on for the end of this month to preach again, and so I hope to bring that in a message of what God's been trying to teach me in life. But to love people, to be willing to answer the call, as Isaiah, as it says, who shall I send and who will go for us, was the cry that came out. And the simple response that Isaiah gave was, here am I, send me. Is your heart open and willing? Are you convinced of what God has done in your life so that when you meet up with someone else, you can say, I live the way I live because God did this in my life. Because God said, because God allowed, whatever you want to say, because of what God has done in our life, we have so much to give to the world around us this morning. Before we have our final dismissal, Brother Mose, as I mentioned, is going to be having surgery this week. I would like to just maybe have a moment or two of prayer for him before we kind of dismiss the service here this morning. I was trying to decide how to do it. Do you want to come up front, or do you want to stay where you are and have people gather around you? Is it easier for you one way or the other? Why don't you come up front if you would? And maybe I'll just say if a few couples want to come up, and we will pray for Mose and Amanda this week as he faces surgery. And then we'll have dismissal prayer kind of at the same time as well.